Guys, we're in for a treat because I know this young lady has an awesome personal story. She is currently featured on The Housewives of Beverly Hills. I know for a lot of you guys that you're great fans of her. And I like her because every time I see her, she's got a real like humble soul to her. And I like that. And I just like humble, awesome people. So please help me welcome our good friend, Ms. Teddy Mellencamp. Okay, so I'm gonna start with this. Let's keep this going and let's keep it moving. What am I looking at? What is all this?
Okay, so.
Because this is awesome.
Kind of to start everything out, I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. I never wanted to have my own business. I mean, truthfully, I never wanted to work. I was like, listen, you know what?
I like you a lot.
I was like, you know, I worked a lot and I got married and I was like, okay, you know, now I'm gonna have kids and then I'm gonna be great and then life's gonna be perfect and great. And then you know what happened? Life wasn't perfect.
Right.
All of a sudden life stopped. And my husband, who you guys saw earlier, would come home from work and I would look to him to validate me. And I'd say, hey, these are all the things I did today with the kids and blah, blah, blah. And he'd be like, great. And then I felt this emptiness feeling. And I had kind of always struggled with my weight throughout my life. And it was just after I had kids and I was struggling finding my purpose, mm-hmm. my why, I really let myself go. And I would be, you know, in my room at night, Edwin would come home from work, and I would just cry. I was miserable.
Like, this is just you, yourself.
I just had no idea what to do. And this went on for months. Remember that dark time he was talking about? Yeah. I was also a part of it.
Wow.
And I talked to my friends, you know, I'd go for margaritas and we'd all chat and I'd complain and we'd commiserate and nobody ever held me accountable to anything. Hmm. And so one day I finally just said, you know what? I don't really care what anybody else has to say. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I'm gonna change my life today.
That's been a theme. Have you guys noticed that? It's like literally throughout the whole event.
So
you said I'm gonna change my life today.
Today. I didn't tell one soul. I didn't tell Edwin. I didn't tell any of my friends. I didn't tell my family. I took a selfie and I said, started a new Instagram account. And I said, hi, my name's Teddy Mellencamp Ariave and I'm changing my life today. Follow me if you want to see if I can do it. And
Just like that.
And I started showing before, you know, pictures of how I currently looked and it was a physical transformation, but more it was a mental transformation.
Can we play that first slide? Because she and just keep it there. Because you guys have got to check this out. You said it was a physical transformation, but it was more of a mental transformation.
For sure. It first started with physical. Like I was obsessed with the physical. I was like, I you know that do you ever look at a picture of yourself and you're like, wow, everyone else looks good, but I look bad, so there's no way I will show anybody that photo. That was me every photo with my children, with my family, no matter what. I couldn't even enjoy the memories because I was so concerned with how I looked. And that took over everything. And it was such a comparison because we all know Instagram is everybody's highlight reel, right? That's not actual life. You're watching everybody at their best self. So anyways, I start posting it. I'm very vulnerable. Edwin comes home from work and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you know what? I don't really care what you think, and I'm changing my life. And he's like, okay. For 1 year, I posted something on my Instagram, and I blogged about my workouts, about how I was changing my foods. There wasn't really much traction, but you know what? I changed. Everything about the person that I was changed. I all of a sudden was confident, all of a sudden was strong. I all of a sudden didn't need Edwin's approval. I was a good, better mom. I was happier. And I was like, oh my gosh, there is something to being held accountable.
Wow, is this awesome or what?
And that's where I learned. Instagram has changed my life because I started developing a following. So, you know, it's not a huge following. It was like 10,000 people. But people were like holding me accountable. If one day I hadn't posted, I'd be getting DMs like, hey, we didn't see your workout today. What's going on, girl? You good? You know, I'm like, oh no, I didn't upload. I'm fine. I'm on it. So I was like, I want to do a test group. And I kind of, at this point, I'm like, all right, I got to figure this out. You know, I'd always been an employee. I had never been a boss. So I was like, all right, so I'm just going to do a test group. So I asked four of my girlfriends who had also kind of been in that same place after having kids where they were just not feeling their best. I said, will you just be my clients and will you send me your breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day and your proof of workout. For 2 weeks, I'm going to call it the 2 week jumpstart, and I want to see if something changes in your lives. Their transformations were incredible. And I was like, can I post these on my Instagram? And they're like, Teddy, you have like followers. I'm like, I'll crop your heads out, but can I just do it? I want to see if something picks up. And they're like, yeah. And just like that, a business was formed.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Because the second these people saw it, like, wow, not just she can change their life.
They did it too.
They that did it means too. That it really works.
Yeah.
And it really started, and I had a very small mindset. This is where mindset comes in. For me, it was at first it was such a personal thing that I couldn't see outside of it. So at first I was like, it's just gonna be me and I'm gonna have my 40 clients and that's all I ever want. And that's when I started having to grow my knowledge about things. Like, because in my mind, I'm like, I never have to ask Edwin for money. My clients are changing their lives. That's enough for me. And then I realized, is that enough? Is just having enough money to survive without asking for help enough? And I was like, absolutely not.
Wow.
And then all these business people came up to me and they're like, listen, Teddy, you know, we could scale your business and we're going to hire these people. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm going to do this my way. And my way is I'm only going to promote from within. So if you're a client and you have graduated from my program and then you go through my training program, you can become a coach. So that way, if you're being coached by me, you graduate, you are going to be coached by somebody else who practices what they preach.
Do you know what? That's exactly what we do. It's crazy you say that. Isn't that awesome?
So,
I believe in that so much. I really do.
So something that 4 years ago started as an Instagram account for me to change my life, I now have over 45 coaches. We've changed thousands and thousands of people's lives, and it's just getting bigger.
How many people are we talking about? How many clients?
I mean, thousands and thousands of clients. It would be impossible to give an exact number.
Wow, that is awesome. And you have 45 coaches?
45 coaches, each graduates from the program.
So they're within. They're like,
they're
it's family because you
it's
help
family.
Them.
It's family. And, you know, Lori Harder was talking about it last night when she said you need to create your tribe. And truthfully, that's what it is. And so you start to surround yourself with like-minded people, and then you want to do better. You want to be better.
Yes.
And they want to support you, and there's no jealousy. Like, I have a rule inside of my company. If you're drama, you're out.
Period.
I find out about one phone call, one little snippy side meeting, you're fired. So if you want to go there, I will fire you, and I'll fire you in front of everybody.
Wow.
So
damn, girl.
Like, that is exactly the deal. And when you set up that expectation, you don't want to be petty.
No.
And then it doesn't matter to you to try to compete with that person because you should be competing against yourself. You're your own worst enemy. Someone came up to me the other night and said, you know, I'm struggling about the next steps because I'm worried about doing the wrong thing. You're going to do the wrong thing 1,000 times. But you know what? Then you'll do the right thing, it'll stick, and the reward is huge.
Give her a round of applause. You know, I'm like so proud of you. I'm so proud of you because this is bullshit. You just need to like stand up and do your thing.
I like Q&A.
You're just passionate about it. That's what it's all about. You're a rock star. You absolutely are. So, I mean, so tell me, like, what fears did you have to overcome in order to like get the business going?
There was a couple of things that when you're starting out, you really don't want to do. For me, it was spending money.
Mm.
I was like, absolutely not. Why would I spend money? It's just an incoming money business. So for me, it was realizing what I don't do well. Know what I don't do well? Spreadsheets. You know, tracking people's attrition rate. Like, I'm not good at that. It's not who I am. So then you hire the right people
yes.
that can do those jobs for you and make it so your time is used properly.
Right.
Like, I don't need to be trying to do spreadsheets and making mistakes that then I have to go back and fix when I could hire somebody at a different type of rate
yes.
that's gonna do the job way better than me. Also, there's a difference between taking somebody's advice and using it to work for you and also taking somebody's advice and totally changing what you believe on the inside. Mm. It doesn't matter how smart you are. If it doesn't meet my mission statement, I won't change my opinion on it. So remember your core values, what matters to you, and if you always go back to that, you're not going to sell out. You're not going to hate yourself at the end of the day because you're sticking true to what you believe in.
Can you give me an example of some advice that somebody tried to give you that maybe went against, you know, what you believe in?
So after I got Real Housewives, my business, of course, got even bigger because,
sure.
you know, the Well, I only showed my business one time the first season. It was like thousands and thousands and thousands of emails. But at that point, a business person had reached out to me and said, can I buy 50% of your company? And I thought about it because I was like, you know what, I am working a lot. This is crazy. And then they said, you know, but here's the deal. We're going to hire your coaches for you. We're going to be their boss. We're going to do these things. But you'll be able to still have your messaging and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no. Because for one, the whole reason I am who I am right now and the whole reason is because of them. Wow. Teamwork makes the dream work. And if I didn't have their support, I could have gone back on a million things. But every single one of those people that I've helped change their life, they've changed mine just as much. And I can never forget that. So I don't want to lose that part of my company. And it doesn't matter if I can make millions more, because you know what? The impact that I'll have by staying true to me will end up making me more in the long run.
I love that. Give her a round. That is so much. So awesome. So, you know, this has been something that's been coming up. A lot of people have like an issue with social media. But you literally have started a business as a result of social media.
And I completely understand that. Social media can be the enemy. I mean, believe me, I've been getting death threats. Like, life is crazy right now in my other business. But when it comes to what's important, if you're out there and you're being vulnerable and you're being honest on your Instagram, it's a great tool. Mm. You know, what I don't want to see is I don't want to see a fluffed up, glossy version of who somebody is. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're putting your core out there, you're reaching somebody. And as long as, even on the days that I'm struggling, if let's say it's a workout, or I struggle with anxiety and I have OCD, so like I have my issues, I talk about it. And you know what I realize? A lot of my clients do as well. Mm-hmm. And people that were thinking about being clients but didn't sign up because they were worried about their anxiety issues will say, wow, she has those too. And yeah. She's, you know. So if you're vulnerable and you're using your social media to help people, not make other people feel bad about themselves.
Right.
You're using it for the right reasons.
I love that. Yeah.
And don't be afraid to block somebody. I block haters all the time. I'm like, block, 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 block.
I love that. I'm going to ask you a question. The first day, if you could put that picture back up, the first day, you know, we talked about that a lot of times the body shows what's going on inside of the mind. You're obviously, you have a different mindset now. You're a different human being now. If you don't mind me sharing, or if you don't mind sharing, what was going on in your head back when you were obviously overweight that you had to overcome? And I'm talking like internal stuff.
I think growing up, I was a competitive equestrian, and I was and then I became a professional as an adult. And every bit of self-worth that I had was by winning. Every single moment that made me feel good was because I won that class, or I was champion at this national, or whatever it was. And then I didn't have it anymore. And then I didn't have any tools on how to make myself feel good that didn't revolve around winning. I didn't set any personal goals for myself. I didn't do anything to make myself feel good. I wanted to be rewarded all of the time by being good at something, but I never knew how to reward myself.
Wow.
And so that's why I would look to my husband, or look to my kids, or look to my friends, because I was lost. Yeah. And you know who became my friend? Food, alcohol, partying, ignoring all of the things that actually change your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, people think to change your life, you have to do these crazy things. And people are like, you know, I need a personal trainer, I need a chef, I need this, I need that. No, you don't. Go to the grocery store, get some healthy food, throw out all the junk food, and go on a walk every day. That will change your life. I can guarantee it.
I love that. Yes. So I'm going to ask you a question that I don't know if you've ever thought about, but your dad is John Mellencamp. That's kind of a big deal. Like, we know all his songs. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel in any way, shape, or form that maybe having like a famous dad, maybe, you know, hurt you rather than help you, like, get into the state? It's obviously helped you now because you've tapped into what it takes to win again, but maybe when you were not doing so well.
No, I don't think it made a difference. Both of my parents were both the kind of parents that said, you have to work for whatever you're gonna do.
Okay, good.
And I think that's why when I wasn't working and I was kind of down on myself that I became the most unhealthy I'd ever been mm-hmm. because I didn't know what to do with myself. Mm. And I remember I went home for a holiday and my dad was like, "What's up?" Like, he wasn't gonna say anything, but he was just like, "What's up?" I was like, "What? I'm great. What do you mean? Why are you giving me that look?" You know, I was so defensive.
Wow.
So defensive. And I think you start to realize when you're defensive, it's because you know you need to change, but you're not ready. So whenever I am, I know I need to think about it. I mean, it still happens with Edwin and I. We're constantly, we love to push at each other to make each other better. And I know when I snap, I'm like, guess I got to change that part about me. I got to work on it. And I think you just have to lean into those things.
I love that. I love that. And so, you know, Teddy, in the room right now, we've got a lot of people that are in different phases of their business development. And I've always said, like, business is 80% psychology, 20% strategy. I think you're living proof of that. I really do, because I think that when you didn't have your business, your psychology was off. And then when you got your business has actually grown as you have grown as a human being, you know? If somebody were to say, "I'm starting cold turkey right now, and I'm ready to change my life." First, we're gonna talk business, and then second, we'll talk about like body. If they were to say, you know, "I'm ready to change my life and I want to go all in and I want to improve my business," what would be like step number one, step number two, step number three in your eyes?
So whether it's body or business, they're hand in hand for most of us. But what are your three non-negotiables that you are going to do every single day? Those three non-negotiables, if you always complete them, you will build confidence. And then you will be able to do anything, no matter what you want to do. If you're a person that says, "I'm going to do these things," and then you don't do them, then all of a sudden you have no confidence, and you also don't have that respect for yourself where you get stuff done. So, you know, I'll do a list of, you know, 20 things I need to do in a day. The thing I want to do the least, I put up at the top. And I say, "You have to do that first, Teddy." And then all of a sudden, check. Okay, now I'm feeling good. Now I'm going to complete my three non-negotiables. And then you just start going through, and all of a sudden you're completing tasks way faster than you ever had before. Mm-hmm. It starts to feel effortless. It starts to feel second nature. And never feel afraid to not just take that next step. Because nobody is going, you could ask a million people in this room and they're all gonna give you a different answer. Go with your gut. Mm. Your gut is not going to be wrong if you truly listen to how you feel.
Give her a run. This is like, I'm enjoying this right now. This is so awesome. And then how about on the body side?
You know, I think why so many New Year's resolutions or any of those things fail is because people say, "I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this every day for a year and it's my resolution." Okay, and then you're like on day four and you're like, "Nah, I don't feel like it." But it's because people are like, "All right, I'm going to run every single day and I'm going to run 5 miles." It's okay to listen to your body, but make small goals. I'm going to be active for 1 hour a day. And if you're telling yourself right now, "I do not have time to be active for 1 hour a day," really? How long are you on Instagram? How long are you on the phone? How long are you taking that extra time to waste your time? You have time for 1 hour. So take an hour out of the day, walk, jog, do whatever you're feeling, go on a hike. I started using my hours a day as the time I started socializing with people because I couldn't eat out all the time. I couldn't be eating junk. I couldn't go for drinks. So I'd say, "You want to meet? Great, let's go on a hike." You start changing the way people look at you and the way that you live your life, and then all of a sudden you'd rather go to active plans than go sit at a bar and have drinks and commiserate about how miserable your life is. Mm. And then, you know, don't skip meals. I know a lot of busy people skip their meals, and that's a huge problem because then you're hangry and you eat crap and you overeat and it becomes a bigger problem. So eat a healthy breakfast. It doesn't have to be hard. Go grab an oatmeal and put a little bit of brown sugar and some blueberries. It's gonna keep you full. Drink water, cut out sodas. It's simple stuff that we make it harder because we want an excuse not to do it.
Oh, I love that, I love that. So we spoke about mental conditioning. On day one, I said, essentially, the difference between people that are happy and always mad, the difference between people that have great habits and have bad habits, the difference between people who are successful and non-successful, the difference between people who are making money and not making money, it's very simple, it's mental conditioning. and you just said something. You said, I essentially conditioned myself to make a list. Did you guys catch this? And the thing that I don't want to do, I put that first. That's conditioning. That's your way of saying, no, Teddy, get it done, right? Tell me about how mental conditioning has played a role in your success.
Well, I mean, my husband will say this is probably not my best thing, but I am so overly organized so that no matter what life throws at me, I have an answer to it. That it truly, if you just start organizing your life, if you go to bed and you take 10 minutes and just write down the things that, one, you're grateful for or that is important for you to accomplish, it just sets your mind so you wake up the next day and you're like, I'm good to go. But I also think being vulnerable with the people you're with, regardless of your conditioning, how you feel every day is gonna change. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what I'm doing, doesn't matter. Some days I go on my morning run and I do all the things that should set me up to be knocking things off my checklist and I'm just not there. And if I just say to the main girl that works with me or, you know, Edwin or whomever, I'm sorry, I'm struggling today.
Wow.
I am struggling. My mental state is not at its best and I'm just putting it out there. Immediately it's like this. Because now it's already out there,
right.
And then I can move on.
Right.
But so many times we suppress everything to pretend that we're perfect, and then we're in a lousy mood and negative, and we're unable to get stuff done. But if you just put it out there and you say, this is what I need right now from you, my partner, my friend, my coworker, I need 10 minutes. I'm just not in a place right this second. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there fighting with you in a minute. We're going to get this done. You know, then it all shifts.
And that's a lot, the vulnerability part is a lot different than the old Teddy.
Oh,
because the old Teddy was not about
being vulnerable. The old Teddy was pissed at everybody for her problems.
Because it's not your fault.
It's everyone else's fault. It's so key, and so many times people look at vulnerability as weakness. It's the strongest thing you can do is look somebody in the eyes and say, listen, I'm struggling today.
Yes.
But I know I'm going to be better. And I appreciate you for being able to take this 2 minutes to know that I will be better because you let me share myself with you. And you know what? That person was probably struggling as well, and you're helping them.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, I was just going to say that. That when you're vulnerable, you typically find out that other people are struggling as well, and then you can help each other.
Yeah, because everything is so, you know, plastic. We're all in a world right now where, yes, we're wanting to do well, we're wanting to be the best at everything, but it's impossible to think that we're gonna wake up and be 100% every single day. Because if that's the expectation we have of ourselves, we're setting ourselves up to fail.
Yeah.
But if you wake up and you say, it's okay, I'm kind of in a bad mood today, but I'm gonna work through it because I know I always do. You set yourself up to succeed.
I love that. So in our company, I noticed a drastic difference between people who are in a mastermind group. And essentially what a mastermind group, what we call it is, it's essentially like an accountability group.
Right.
Right? And people who are not in a mastermind group. And I noticed that as hard as I try, the people that are not in a mastermind group sometimes simply do not want to get into the mastermind group. Even though I'm telling them, like, it's like these people are doing double what you're doing. It's like they don't want that vulnerability and they don't want that accountability.
They don't want that accountability because here's the biggest thing. When you're in a group, I mean, even now I do weekly calls with my coaches and we have these things and we put our goals right there out on the table. And then if we haven't met them or we're not trying to meet them, the next time we talk, we're there on each other, you know, on each other's butts. Like, hey, what's up? You said you were going to do this. What's happening? And I think that when you're not ready, though, you're going to push back even more. Mm. And you're going to blame, you know, it's your pitch, or it's this situation, or I don't like to be sold, or whatever it is. But if you're feeling those moments, if you're having that negative reaction to doing something that could possibly catapult you into a positive direction, lean into it. Why is this making me angry? Why is the idea of this making me so upset?
Yeah.
Why can I not commit to taking myself to that next level? Because it's not whatever excuse you've made up in your head.
I love that. So Teddy, final question for you.
Okay.
If you were to leave everybody here today with a thought about what it takes to not be successful in business, because I think if you deal with this, you will be, about what it takes to be successful as a human being, what it takes to be successful within your own self, to feel great about your own self, what would you leave us with?
Figure out your why. Why am I doing this? What do I want to accomplish? And how am I going to do that? Wake up every single day and repeat that. And every day you will. You start forgetting why, you start forgetting what, and you start forgetting who. And you are only thinking about this little tiny box right here. You're going to lose sight of what's important.
Guys, give her a round of applause. This was absolutely fantastic. Teddy Mellencamp, everybody. That was awesome. You did absolutely incredible.
You.
Like, I'm inspired. I'm pumped up.
Thanks for having me.
Give it up for Teddy, everybody.